Hi, this is Jody Paulson from Moscow, Idaho, with What They Don't Tell You. I usually base my commentaries on some item I see on an alternative news source that just appalls me. I think to myself, if only more people knew about this, and it goads me to hunker down at the computer and start writing. Fortunately for my commentaries, there's been no shortage of appalling things to write about. In fact, today I'll have to work double time just to list a few recent ones I've become aware of. The first is about Terminator seeds. Some of you out there may have known about these for a long time, but I didn't, and when I found out what they were, I was appalled. They're genetically modified seeds that grow sterile crops, preventing farmers from replanting saved seed. Sounds like a potential recipe for mass starvation and genocide. What do you think? Please note that once the Terminator seeds are released into a region, the trait of seed sterility could be passed on to other non-genetically engineered crops, making most or all the seeds in the region sterile. When first made public in 1998, public outcry was so huge Monsanto had to abandon the technology, and the UN Convention on Biological Diversity imposed a de facto moratorium on its further development. Recently, Canada, of all places, sought to overturn this moratorium at a United Nations interim meeting. Fortunately, African countries Austria, Switzerland, Peru, and the Philippines strongly objected to Canada's proposal, and on the final day of meetings were successful in keeping the moratorium in place. The more people know about this insidious plan for Monsanto to get the world hooked on their genetically modified seeds, the more likely it will stay in place, I should think. The next appalling item I want to share with you is about Frankensteinian experiments on human-animal hybrids. I wish this was a joke, I really do, but a team headed by Irving Weissman at Stanford University injected human brain cells into mouse fetuses, creating a strain of mice that were approximately 1% human. Weissman is considering a follow-up that would produce mice whose brains are 100% human. Excuse me, isn't there a kind of law against this thing? What happens if one of those mice escape? It's right out of a kid's book, The Secret of Nim. Please note, killer bees are a product of humans breeding African bees with New World honeybees. Can you imagine the blowback that might occur with more sophisticated genetic meddling? Maybe we'll end up like the Planet of the Apes. It would serve us right. On a completely different note, there are rumors flying around the internet alleging that Jeff Gannon / Jim Guckert is actually Johnny Gosch, who made the headlines in 1982 when he was kidnapped from his paper route in Des Moines, Iowa. About 7 years later, a man named Paul Bonacci testified that he helped abduct Gosch, who was taken by a highly organized global pedophile and pornography ring. Evidence links the same ring to the 80s congressional callboy scandal, money laundering, drug running, illegal arms deals, and more. Heavy stuff, isn't it? At first, I was inclined to think this Gannon-Guckert-Gosch connection was a bunch of hogwash, designed to make the bloggers who exposed the original Gannon-Guckert link look like a bunch of kooks. Then I saw the pictures. I remember seeing an animated face morph of Osama bin Laden from a recent video and an older picture known to be bin Laden. It became instantly obvious that they weren't the same person. Now, recently, I've seen a couple face morphs of an age-progressed Johnny Gosch and Jim Guckert / Jeff Gannon. I think it is equally clear they are the same person. I've also seen pictures of Johnny Gosch's parents compared to Jeff Gannon. They look like his parents. I don't know, but I'm becoming a believer myself. If true, the implications are, well, appalling. The final appalling thing that I want to share is that due to severe financial hardship, I'm forced to quit doing What They Don't Tell You, at least for the time being. While hundreds of pundits and commentators get paid quite handsomely to lie and pimp the current administration, I honestly don't know where I will be living next week. But I do have hope for the future. I believe humanity as a whole is approaching a major shift in consciousness. And perhaps all the things that appall us are just the goads that drive us there. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Jody Paulson, and I just thought you should know.